Born in Leipzig in 1819, Clara Schumann was carefully trained from the age of five as a pianist and a musician by her father, Friedrich Wieck. She made her debut at the Leipzig Gewandhaus at age nine in 1828, the same year she met Robert Schumann, who was then 18. Throughout a career of more than 50 years, Clara Schumann was considered the foremost pianist of her time. Her concert programs and her high musical standard changed the character of the solo piano recital in the 19th century. She introduced much new music by her husband Robert, as well as by Chopin and Brahms, and she was also distinguished as being the first pianist to perform many of Beethoven's sonatas in public. Clara was conflicted about her composing, both its worth and its appropriateness to a woman's life. After composing the trio, which we are about to hear, she wrote in her diary, "There is no greater joy than composing something oneself and then listening to it. There are some nice passages in the trio, and I believe it is also fairly successful as far as form is concerned. But naturally, it is still woman's work, which always lacks force and occasionally invention." A year later, she wrote, "I received the printed copies of my trio today, but after Robert's," referring to the D minor, "I did not especially like it. It sounded quite effeminate and sentimental." But both Mendelssohn and Joachim admired the piece. Joachim wrote her after going to a concert of Maurice Hauptmann's music, "I would rather have heard your trio. I recollect a fugato in the last movement and remember that Mendelssohn once had a big laugh because I would not believe that a woman could have composed something so sound and serious." The trio was written a few months after the birth of her fourth child, Emil, and completed right after she suffered a miscarriage during a period when both she and Robert were ill and depressed. Let's listen to it now. The piano trio of Clara Schumann, Opus 17, with Veronica Joachim, piano, Colin Carr, cello, and Joseph Silverstein, violin.